But one day he was sitting with Srila Narayan Maharaj. Hopefully I'm not taking up some of the things that he's going to say, but anyway. He said, but you're already sannyas. You're living alone in Vrindavan. Your family is very far away. You're just already you're sannyas. Why are you worried taking sannyas? What is the worry? So in this way he was very much encouraged here to take sannyas, and finally on this very auspicious day that the elder brother of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Viswarup, he has taken sannyas. And that very day Srila Prabhupada took sannyas here. We have the photo is there, along with one, his name was Muni Maharaj. Both of them took sannyas together. So at that time, one time, we were unable to see. We were so unfortunate that time, we didn't even know what is the name of Krishna. We never even heard the name of Krishna, what to speak of Radharani or anything else, what is Vrindavan. We didn't know what is Vrindavan, anything, what to speak. But one person who was also very dear to Prabhupada, he was here, and he described that sannyas ceremony to us. One of Prabhupada's very dear godbrothers is there, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. And he told, you know, I was there. When your Guru Maharaj took sannyas, I was there, I saw. And you know what I was doing? I was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those of you who have heard many times the stories of Akinchana Krishnadas, this was his favorite activity, was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He said, so I was also there, I was chanting. So, of course, at that time, so many other mantras are going on for Jagya and this and that, and somebody was trying to tell Krishnadas that you please chant a little quieter. But he said, but I saw your Guru Maharaj from backside. He was going like this. From backside, he was going like this. So then I knew, your Guru Maharaj, he will be great preacher of holy name all over the world. Then I knew. And so it came to pass that Prabhupada, he preached that holy name all over the world. In so many far-off places from Vrindavan. Not far-off places, Vrindavan is the real place. Those are all... This Vrindavan is not the far-off place, excuse me, what I want to say is... People are thinking, oh, Vrindavan, that is a far-off place. But Vrindavan is the real place. Those are all far-off places. And one time, as Tamal Krishna Maharaj mentioned, he was personally there when Prabhupada got the news that His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Keshavji Maharaj is no longer in this world. So I don't remember who it was. One time we were sitting here, he described how Prabhupada, just like we have heard also the description, he was crying, he was very upset that that person who had encouraged him in his preaching, who had encouraged him, yes, you take sannyas. And even though when he got that encouragement, then he felt, when he got some discouragement, he was, that after some time you can take sannyas, he became disturbed. But when he was told, yes, now you take sannyas, and he began to hesitate. But that person, again, pressed on him, pressed on him, pressed on him. So Prabhupada was crying. And there's very, very beautiful prayer that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written in praise of Sanatana Goswami. And Prabhupada changed that prayer. I will tell the prayer how Raghunath has written, and Prabhupada changed it a little bit. He says, Bhairaga Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayat Nair Payam Amam Abitsumam Dam Pribambudir Ye Paraduka Duki Sanatanam Tam Prabhu Mashrayami. That Raghunath Das, he describes that this Sanatana Goswami, he forced me to drink this Bhairaga Yuga Bhakti Rasam. This Bhakti Ras, it is a very sweet thing. Bhakti Ras is a sweet thing. But it has become even sweeter by Raga Yuga. Yuga with is mixed. It's like we have this word yoga. That is coming from the same roots. By Raga Yuga Bhakti Rasam. Apayam amanabitsa. I was in the darkest of ignorance. Andam. Ignorance. Darkness. I did not want to drink, but he forced me to drink this. He forced me. Therefore, that Sanatan Goswami, he is Kripambudir, he's ocean of mercy, Paradukha Dukhi, and he's always very merciful to the fallen souls. Sanatanam Tvam Prabhu Mashra, he is my Prabhu and my only shelter. So soon as Prabhupada heard this, immediately he composed same verse. Devabhagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayatnaya Paya Mahamam Nibitsamandam Kripambudir Ye Paradukha Dukhi Sri Bhakti Pragan Keshav Prabhu Ashrayami. Very same way, he was saying, he was singing in Prabhupada's own words, he said, everything is horrible, I was horrified. But he forced me to take sannyas. He forced me to take sannyas, to drink this Bhairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasa. So this day, we cannot begin to comprehend the importance of this moment in history when Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. And he was already sannyas. Officially, he has taken sannyas, and he was encouraged like anything to go and preach this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Nam Sankirtan. So many people are there who are glorified for this or that or so many things. And we have seen that so many Indians have gone to America. But we have seen most of them have gone with their hands stretched out that I want to take something, I want to go there and get some technology. They want to go to the university and get some technology, technological information so they can get big degree, they can make some money. But Prabhupada, he didn't go there begging. Prabhupada didn't go there to beg. He went there to give. People have this idea, India is a poor place, poverty stricken. They used to challenge, Swamiji, why have you come here? Why are you bothering us? You're coming from this poor place. Why have you come here to bother us? We're all very wealthy. But Prabhupada, he didn't see them as wealthy. He came to give the greatest gift. India is not a poor place. It is this place, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna himself, Lord Ramachandra, all of the avatars have appeared here. Mahaprabhu himself, just like Maharaj pointed out, Prabhupada, he took birth in that same Bengal where Mahaprabhu himself and Advaita all have taken birth. This is a very fabulously wealthy place. And Prabhupada came to give, freely give. Because Mahaprabhu had told, that all over the earth my name will be preached. So some people thought, well, maybe that means around Bengal, maybe Orissa also. Mahaprabhu stayed in Orissa, so maybe all around Orissa, all around Nadia, all around Bengal, maybe all around Orissa. Maybe in India, Bharat, but not across the sea. It's forbidden. Sannyasi should not cross the sea. But Prabhupada's vision was no. Mahaprabhu has told Prithiviti. He didn't say Bharatvarsh. He didn't say Bangladesh. He didn't say Nadia town. He said Prithivi. This name should be given in every place, every corner. So he went every place to give. He didn't come there to beg. Well, he didn't see anything there worth begging. They say, Swamiji, we'll have to learn how to eat with knife and fork and take cocktail. Prabhupada, I didn't come here to learn anything from these people. I have come here to teach them. And one time, Srila Narayana Maharaj, he personally told me that Prabhupada told him before going, he didn't know what to expect. He had no idea what is there in this far-off place where people are covered by motive, ignorance and passion. They have no idea what is Krishna, what is Ram, what is anything. They have most abominable habits. He said, what will happen when I go there and preach? And he told Narayana Maharaj that I am ready even to serve them meat and egg if they will just chant Hare Krishna. This is how merciful he was thinking. Here we couldn't even imagine now to hear just this word meat and egg. Our heart quivers just to hear this sound. The Prabhupada was saying, yes, I will give them because I have firm faith that by chanting holy name of Krishna, they will give up all of these things. He told Narayamas, I have firm faith that eventually by chanting Hare Krishna, they will give up all of these things. By Krishna's grace, Prabhupada never had to do such a thing. He never had to give us, somehow or other, by mercy of Mahaprabhu. Simply, Prabhupada was so empowered that simply he told us, you follow these rules, immediately we began to follow. But after some verse he was chanting, then he told them, he never had to give them any meat or anything, so somehow vegetarian became a very popular thing. One day they asked for some rules. Prabhupada, you want some rules? Then he wrote, we have this everywhere you go, any temple in the world you see posted there, Prabhupada, these four rules are there. He immediately gave you, take these rules. So empowered by Krishna. Never he had to give meat in it. He just gave this holy name and he made Vaishnavas all over the world. And everything that started from this place on this auspicious day of Vishwarupa Mahotsav, when he took sannyas here in this holy place. Divine grace, Srila Prabhupada ki!
Jananjana Salakya Chakshuru Mritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Actually, without doubt, this formality of taking sannyas is very important in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he gave the example and he took sannyas in order to expand the Sankirtana movement. And then it's a fact that definitely taking sannyas is an impetus for preaching, for going everywhere to preach the Krishna consciousness. And then we can see that this taking sannyas by Srila Prabhupada was very important for the accomplishment of his mission. And then we are commemorating a very important event in the life of Srila Prabhupada today. And then from this sannyas, Srila Prabhupada went to conquer the world. Definitely, literally, he conquered the world. He spread Krishna consciousness, he spread the holy names. He spread the glories of Vrindavan. He spread the glories of Mayapur. He spread the glories of Jagannatha Puri. He established the Ratri Yatra of Lord Jagannatha Swami everywhere. What big accomplishments he did. And then Srila Prabhupada nowadays has so much influence in the society, modern society. This is a fact. Because he's preaching against eating meat, against intoxication and the chanting of the holy names. Even people who does not follow our philosophy, they cannot surrender to Krishna in this way, but they adopt some values of Krishna consciousness. And of course there are so many people who also is criticizing Srila Prabhupada and his movement, and they fear this movement of Krishna consciousness. For example, the Jews in Israel, they hate Srila Prabhupada because Srila Prabhupada, they preach that we are not this body. We are equals. We are spiritual soul. Everybody is equal. They hate Srila Prabhupada. Although there are so many devotees there, comes from the Jewish background. And also there are some organizations, anti-cult, like this, they say that Krishna consciousness is brainwashed. And then but they recognize that the power of Srila Prabhupada was there. The power of spreading the Krishna consciousness was there. And this is a fact. Everybody has to accept this point. He was the Vaishnava in the modern times who spread Krishna consciousness around the world. He did that. And then there are so many different reactions. appreciating favorable or unfavorable this task of Srila Prabhupada. Even here in India, I will tell one small incident. There's one big scholar in the Madhva Sampradaya. He translated the Gita Bhashya of Srila Madhvacharya, and he put one footnote in his book. He said that in the present days, Bhaktivedanta Swami, he bewildered the whole world, affirming, preaching that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Of course it is, it belongs to the Maryada people, and then for then Sriman Narayana, the Vaikunthanatha, is the Supreme Lord. But he recognized that the whole world accepts Krishna nowadays because of Srila Prabhupada. It's the same, we can see, as the case in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see the episode of the Hiranyaksha in Varahadeva. That Hiranyaksha was blaspheming the Supreme Lord, and offending with harsh words. But Varahadeva was taking the same words, and he could twist the meaning, and he accepted the praise as the glorification. As if he said, Naradhamam, and the literal meaning, you take Tat Purusha Samasa, like this, Ya Naranam, Adhamaha, Sahana, Naradhamam. Among the Naras, the human beings, he is the lowest. But he can twist and take another Bahubhrigi Samasa and do some arrangement, and there is some grammatical rules which permit that. And then we can do some comparation. Yasmat sarve nara adhama apakrista sahar naradhama. And then we can do the comparison. He is the best among the lowest men. There's no comparison with the other men. Every man is lowest, but he is the highest. And then this way, we can see that the kind of criticism, even the criticism to Srila Prabhupada, we can take as his glorification, his praising, that he recognizes that he gives Krishna, he preached the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, to everyone. And then nowadays, we see that the whole world knows Krishna. Everybody in this world knows something about Krishna. And then the responsible for this mission was Srila Prabhupada. And then this very day, in this very spot, was a very great significance for the mission of the Sankirtana movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because here, Srila Prabhupada got the inspiration, the spiritual power to spread Krishna consciousness around the world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Full obeisances unto His Divine Grace, Srila Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and unto Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj, and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Sannyasis. I feel very comfortable here with the Vaishnavas. History is an interesting thing, that we go back a long ways, and I'd like to tell one story that you might find quite interesting, because we are all old friends, that actually Tamal Krishna Maharaj opened the way with his story of seeing that we are all actually in unity, that we should see like that, that we are all working for a common cause. And His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj also said that it is a matter of the heart. So I'd like to reveal my heart, that at one point in the past, our godbrother Jagat Guru Swami, Narasingha Maharaj, had joined with Triparari Maharaj, and at the time he went to visit him, and there was some conversation ensued in which Narasingha Maharaj said, well, actually, Sridhar Maharaj, he is in a different camp. And we are disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And those who know Tripurari Maharaj will appreciate his answer in that he said, actually, they are both in the same camp. They are in the camp of Srimati Radharani. And this way, Narasingha Maharaj was defeated. And he had no answer for that. Then I called a few days later to say that I was coming to that area. And Narasingha Maharaj invited me to come, saying that I'm here with Tripurari Maharaj. And I said, well, I'm a Prabhupada man. And he said, then you would like it here very much, because they are all Prabhupada men here. So that was the mood of our Gaudiya Vaishnava society. So I just wanted to say that, because I thought many devotees might appreciate that. I had some idea to speak something on the meaning of sannyas. I was not so fortunate to have very much association at all with Srila Prabhupada, and I also was deprived of being a member of ISKCON for so long, but I feel also that I had great fortune in having some very good association. So in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, there are many points in this philosophy that are very important. And as I mentioned in a previous talk, how many of the Vaishnavas now are becoming quite serious about devotional service and realizing many of the points that require attention, that we refine our conception, that we focus and become very serious about devotional service. So the order of sannyas is a strong step in that direction. Actually, there's an external meaning and an internal meaning to the order of sannyas. Formally, we renounce the world. It is considered social suicide, actually, that we give up our connection with family and friends and social obligations and dedicate our lives, kaya, mano, vacha, and jeev, our body, mind, and words and soul to the service of the Lord. And as the Brahmana from Avantideh said, aham tarishyami tarantaparam, I shall cross over the ocean of nescience and become firmly fixed, paratmanishtam, in the service of our Lord Mukunda. So this determination is exemplified by the order of sannyas, in that one is giving himself wholly for the service of the Lord. It is personified in the order of sannyas, but it is available to everyone that is willing to make that same commitment. It is not necessarily a formal thing, but it is an internal thing. And as the Bhagavad Gita says, anasrita karma palam, that if one doesn't do his duty, but simply renounces, then he is not actually a sannyasi. So real sannyas, real renunciation, means to engage everything in the service of the Lord and to fix our sights with great determination. And one verse was quoted a short time ago from Raghunath Das, Kripam Budhir Paraduka Duki. In the same series of prayers of Alap Kushmanjali, that one particular verse expresses the highest, you could say, summit of devotion. In the 102nd verse, where Asabare Amrita Mayai Katanchit, that Raghunath Das, here he's saying that my devotion is so exclusive to Srimati Radharani that without your service, he is praying, that I don't even care for Krishna. It is shameless for me to say this, but I don't even want Vrindavan, I don't want Krishna. That this is the focus of Raghunath Das. Most devotees know Raghunath Das for his vairagya, his renunciation. It is described that his renunciation could be likened to lines in stone, that so rigid was his sadhana every day. But he is also known as our Prayojanacharya, that he is showing the highest goal. And in these prayers, he has expressed that. And this should be the aspiration of those devotees who've advanced in devotional service, that this is the line of Sri Rupa, this is the service. Actually, sannyas order, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the mantra from Keshava Bharati, he first whispered the mantra into the ear of Keshava Bharati, and he said, is this the mantra you will give me? I have heard it in a dream. tattvamasi. And Keshava Bharati said, yes, this is the mantra. And at that time, it is considered that he initiated his spiritual master into the Vaishnava conception. And then he received this mantra. And I think it was Murari Gupta who had told him, the other meaning of this mantra is that I am his. And for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is proper, that he is saying, I am Krishna's. And in the mantra which we have received as sannyasis, the general interpretation is taken to mean, I am hers, that I am Srimati Radharani's, that exclusively I engage myself in the devotion of Srimati Radharani, that actually she is the only devotee. She is the only one who can please Krishna. So all aradhanam sarvesham, all bhakti must go through Srimati Radharani. And that way, we should see everything. And certainly, Srila Prabhupada has shown this. So much dear he is to Srimati Radharani by spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world and bringing so many to her lotus feet, so many servitors. This is the most confidential Leela. Ras Leela is Sankirtan Leela. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Gaur Leela, is non-different than Krishna Leela. But Gaur Leela, you could say, is higher in that it is more magnanimous, that it is being distributed, Audharya, that Mahaprabhu is giving out this ecstatic ocean of Krishna Prema. Prema Pumarta Mahan. This is the highest level of devotion. And he says, Ramya Kachit Upasana Vajavadu Vargena. That worship shown by the gopis of Vrindavan is the highest limit of devotion. Because they gave up everything. They renounced everything. They didn't care for their families. They didn't care for their situation at all. They simply were interested in pleasing Krishna. When they met Krishna after so long in Kurukshetra, they were very happy to see him. And they said, actually, we are only simple village girls. We have no qualifications. We have not done any austerities. We don't know the Vedas. We are not anyone special. But we would just like to be your family. And that way they are humbly approaching Krishna. So much Krishna was feeling that actually his feeling was he felt like a criminal. That, oh, I have neglected such perfect worship for so long. And this way he bowed down to Srimati Radharani to touch her feet. And she said, no, no, that is not proper. That actually I am at fault. And in the same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the proof that I have no love for Krishna is that I have not left my body, that I go on living. So in this way Srimati Radharani is showing that actually the fault is mine. You are free to move as you like, but it is my fault. So in this way she exemplifies this highest mood of devotion, and this is Sharanagati. Or in a higher sense another term could be used, Atmanikshepa. That this term means to throw oneself at the lotus feet of the Lord with complete abandon, that I am yours to use in your service as you like, as you see fit. Ashlisava paravatam marasamam adarshanam amahatam karotu va. That if you like, you may embrace me, or if you like, you may trample me. But use me as you like. This is the symptom of the surrendered soul, that he is ready to be used by the Lord in any way, whatever way. As Srila Prabhupada wrote in his arrival prayer, as you wish me to dance, I shall dance. And if you don't wish me to dance, then I won't dance. It is your choice, my Lord. I am yours to be used in your service. So that is the order of sannyas, and that is what we are observing today. How Srila Prabhupada gave up social things and so many other things to take the order of sannyas and go on to execute the orders of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Hare Krishna.
To speak something about his remembrance of Srila Desi Bhaktivedanta Swami.
Jai Krishna Mastaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminati Namane, Namaste Sarasati Devam Gauravani Pachani, Never Say Sasinivadi Paskati Desi Tani. So although I'm not qualified to speak in front of such elevated persons, I feel this is like Guru Dakshin. Once you accept help from advanced souls, you are required to repay your debt somehow. So out of debt for Srila Prabhupada, Srila Narayana Maharaj, Srila Tamalkrishna Maharaj, and Srila Guru Raj Swami, and how much they've helped me in spiritual life, I will try to say something. So this year, on Vyas Pooj Day in our Krishna Balaram Mandir, I was feeling so much bereft because sitting in the assembly, there were so many people of different moods, and there was a lack of cohesiveness, and my heart was empty, and I felt like this year I have not glorified my spiritual master because I could not catch the mood that I wanted to present. But today I feel like this is the real Vyas Pooja of Srila Prabhupada, because we've come today in the same mood. We want to glorify him, not to put our own position forward, but simply to, in a mood of glorification, to speak a few things about him. And so for me, this is my Vyas Pooja of 1994. So I wanted to say that I did not have so much association with Srila Prabhupada. So I will simply try to repeat something that I've learned from Srila Narayana Maharaj. This year, on Srila Rupa Goswami's disappearance day, we had the good fortune to spend the day with him at the Radha Damodar Mandir. And this was a very wonderful opportunity to see him worship Srila Rupa Goswami. And I learned very much about my own spiritual master from watching him. And although Srila Narayana Maharaj spoke in Hindi, we could understand something, and also we heard the translation. He quoted one verse, which was spoken by Kavi Karnapur from the Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak. So this verse, Srila Narayana Maharaj has told us, is the essence of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this verse goes, Priyas Rupe, Daitas Rupe, Premas Rupe, Sahajavi Rupe, Nijana Rupe, Pabareka Rupe, Tatana Rupe, Swavilasa Rupe. So, when in his explanation he described this verse in terms of Srila Rupa Manjari, Lalita Devi, and Srimati Radharani. But the explanation that he gave to us later was in terms of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, and Rupa Goswami. So I ask Uma Devi, who is a very advanced devotee in this mat, please explain to me the correlation between Mahaprabhu's Leela and Krishna's Leela, how these two verses are the same. And she said, Prabhu, the bhava is the same, don't you understand? You'd simply change the words, but the bhava is the same. And sitting here today, I'm thinking, I was considering how this verse could also be applied to Srila Prabhupada. That Srila Prabhupada was the exact replica of Sriman Mahaprabhu, and his very dear friend we know was Srila Bhakti Pragya Keshav Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada was also Prema Sarupe. He was a very embodiment of the Prema of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the next word is Sahajabi Rupe. And what was this about Srila Prabhupada's Prema? But that it was very sahaja, it was very natural, it was very spontaneous. Srila Prabhupada loved Krishna so much that his distribution of Krishna consciousness was very widespread and natural, and deeply from his heart he felt his compassion. And the next line is Nijana Rupe, Pabareka Rupe. So who is this Prabhu that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas have? This Prabhu is Srimati Radharani or Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And this is what? Eka Rupe. We have no other master. Other than Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani, we know no other master. And we know that our Srila Prabhupada was of the same bhav. Other than his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and the mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani, he had no other master. He was Eka Nishta. His mind was completely fixed and executing the order of his spiritual master. Therefore, what? Tatana Rupe, Swavilasa Rupe. Therefore, he's the fit person to distribute Tatana Rupe. Because what? Swavilasa Rupe. He actually understood the intimate vilas of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Therefore, he is competent. He's the fit person to distribute. So therefore, from this verse, we can understand that our Srila Prabhupada was so special that he came here and took sannyas simply for the purpose of distributing Krishna consciousness to us who were actually had no qualifications. And therefore on this day, we sit here together with Srila Narayana Maharaj and worship Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Pragya Kesha Maharaj and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and our whole Pacific line. And we're so grateful that they gave us this opportunity. And let us all pray that we also take up the same bhav, which is simply to remain devoted to our Pacific line, simply distribute the teachings of Mahaprabhu, and simply to become intimate servitor of Srimati Radharani and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, I had one god sister approach me the other day to challenge me that why was it that I was living in the home of one Swami but I was loving another. So this was a very confrontational situation. But I told her, Prabhu, don't you see? The taste is the same. Don't you see? By serving in this specific line, when I find an advanced soul who gives me Srila Prabhupada and who teaches me how to love Srila Prabhupada and increases my love for Srila Prabhupada, and if that taste is the same, then that for me is Srila Prabhupada. That's coming to me from Srila Prabhupada. There is no difference. It's all in a straight line. And so this is my experience, that although there may be so many different institutions or different dress or different ashrams or different varnas, when we find that the bhav is the same and the taste is the same and the goal is the same, and we feel our heart opening up and we feel ourselves advancing, then we are simply foolish if we deny that and look at the externals. So I just wanted to say that all this that is happening by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, who we remain eternally indebted to, and on this day we pray that Srila Prabhupada, Srila Narayana Maharaj, Bhakti Prabhupada Keshe Maharaj, please give us blessings that we can continue. Hare Krishna.
नाम श्रेष्ठं मनुमपि सचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजवरिपरिं माधुरीं गोष्ठवाटिं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवर्महो राधिका माधवासां प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे।
वंस यू शुड रिपीट मी ऑल बिकॉज सम आर स्लीपिंग, सो यू शुड रिपीट फॉर टाइटल। हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे, गौर प्रेमानंदे।
हिंदी में बोलता
हूँ। You need some water?
No, no, I have to. मैं सबसे पहले ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु श्री श्री गौरांग श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। ऑल्सो ऑल ग्लोरी टू माय डिवाइन मास्टर होली मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज, माय शिक्षा गुरु एंड आल्सो नॉट शिक्षा गुरु एंड आल्सो बेस्ट फ्रेंड बंधु, ही वाज मोर बंधु टू मी। I never paid so much respect from respect outwardly, but I paid my whole hearted every day to him. I cannot express my heartly
feelings,
but yet all are telling to speak. Perhaps there will be difficulty, then Bandhu Prabhu will help me, because he knows some Hindi, and always he helped me. We are now a days in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, taking or giving classes here on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, fourth
chapter and discussing and explaining, I came to a point where there is a written prema ras nirjas karite aswadan rag marga bhakti rag marga bhakti loke karite pracharan rasik shekhar krishna param karun ei dui hetu ikchar utgam vaikunthadi ते जे जे लीला नाही प्रचार से सब करीब एबे मोर चमत्कार इन एक्सप्लेनेशंस परहैप्स यू आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग समथिंग इन एक्सप्लेनेशन आई टेक द टीका ऑफ श्रीला भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. The general meaning is this. That rasik sekhna prema ras nirjas karite aswadan. His Braj Leela. In Vrindavan, he is thinking like so, that I should nirjas bhog kar.
Essence.
I want to हो करने का क्या टेस्ट कर आई वॉन्ट टू टेस्ट निर्जास ऑफ प्रेम एसेंस ऑफ प्रेम व्हाट इज द एसेंस ऑफ प्रेम व्हाट कृष्ण वॉन्ट्स टू एंजॉय शांत दास्य सख वात्सल्य एंड मधुर रस दीज आर रस But the essence of all these are gopi prem. And the essence of gopi prem is Radhika prem. So essence of all the prem is the prem mahabhav of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. And Krishna enjoys this thing very well. More than others. He wants to enjoy this essence of prema. And he wants that he should give some waters.
Drops.
Not drops.
Sprinkle.
But little
sprinkle
to this world jivas. Only sprinkles, not more.
Not a flood.
Not?
No flood.
No flood.
Even not drop.
Not a drop. Only give sprinkles.
Spray.
A spray. Very little particles of prem should be given to world. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explaining that why the two modes came in Krishna. Why he wanted these two things, to enjoy the essence of the prem and other hand to give a sprinkles to whole worlds. Why? Because Krishna is a rasik shekhar and Krishna is so kind. Paramakarun. What is the meaning of Paramakarun?
Boundlessly compassionate.
He should be given
ocean of mercy.
Yeah, then.
most essence of karuna he wants to give to this world. Why? Because he is a rasik shekhar.